Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, it's a little bit controversial. We are going to talk about fat and skinny. We have Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好。
你好。Right. The way to say something, such as a dog, is really fat, it's 胖。
胖。
Pang is the fourth tone. The character for pang is actually a combination of the animal flesh and then the half of the sacrificed animal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so in ancient time, that was the description of sacrificed animal being very fatty.
Ah, it's been fattened up for sacrifice.
That's right. That's the purpose. And then you can see that in some Chinese traditions, they will stuff a pig and then make the pig so heavy, several hundred kgs big, and then they sacrifice the pig. So that was the origin of the character, pang.
Pang.
Pang. That's right. And to say someone or to say some animal, for example, my guinea pig, very fat, we say 好胖.
好胖。
好胖, how is good. And then in this case, it means very. So very fat, 好胖。
好胖。
That's right.
Yeah, it's a phrase I found myself saying just a couple of days ago because I went back to my wife's hometown and her dog, which her parents look after, the dog had become a lot fatter than a month ago when I saw it.
Right.
So as I came through the door, then the first thing I said was, wow, the dog is 好胖。
Right, okay. And then the opposite word of pang, it's shou.
Shou.
Shou is the fourth tone as well, so we go down. Shou.
Shou.
Shou. And the character is much more complicated, but if you look carefully, it's actually the symbol to represent someone being sick. And then inside the sick symbol, you have an old guy, skinny old guy inside. So it represents that in ancient time, because food was quite scarce, and then when the old people, especially if they were sick, they tend to be skinny. So that was the character for skinny. Shou.
Shou.
Yeah.
Well, it's quite interesting, actually, that in some ways, when you're talking about the ancient form of these characters, actually, peng has more of a positive meaning. When we're talking about the animal sacrifice, it's also that almost like some kind of celebration about pang, yeah. Whereas shou is much more of a negative association of someone being ill and being skinny. Whereas in Western culture, particularly of today, it's flipped around where shou is seen as, you know, the way to be healthy and to be, it's a very positive word, almost like a compliment.
Yeah, that's a very good point. That all depends on the time, of course. And in ancient time, being able to feed yourself and then being able to survive was the crucial condition to be able to stay alive. And in modern days, now we are getting wealthier compared with thousands of years ago. So having sufficient food is no longer a problem for many people and many countries.
Mm.
So let's have a look at pang and shou, and then we can learn how to use it. For example, we know how to say so fat, 好胖. And of course, the opposite is 好瘦.
好瘦.
Yeah, and to describe something, someone, my dog, my guinea pig, getting fatter, we say 发胖.
发胖.
发胖. And pang is fat, and fa is getting something, so developing to that direction.
Mm.
发胖.
发胖.
And I never heard people saying 发瘦. People say 变瘦.
变瘦. Actually, that's a comment I get all the time.
You get skinnier?
Yeah, well, I feel like I'm the same, but when I meet people here in Taiwan, having not seen them for a month or so, often the comment is, 你变瘦.
Mm-hmm.
To which I reply, really?
Right. And this is also another interesting cultural context. Like in the Western world, when you tell people, hey, you are getting slimmer, it seems to be a compliment. But then in Taiwan or in China, when people say, hey, you are skinnier, actually that's sometimes in a way of being worried about you.
Yeah.
They say, hey, are you okay? Are you healthy? Is everything all right?
Mm, and then encourage you to eat more.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, they always love feeding you. And then to say someone is very chubby, then we say 胖子.
胖子.
胖子. And 胖, if you remember, is fat.
Yeah.
And 子. It's just actually the suffix to make the adjective into a noun. So 胖子, someone who is fat. 胖子.
胖子. You know, I had a super embarrassing situation.
Yep.
A month or two ago where I was in a cafe,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to take a picture for my wife of the coffee and the pretzel or something that she'd just bought. And I was talking in Chinese to her, and there was someone behind who was a Western person. And I said to my wife in Chinese, I said, I'm waiting for the person behind to move out the way before I take the picture. So hold the pose. And just kind of for a joke, I said, but the person behind is Taipang.
Oh, no.
And
mm-hmm.
sure enough, he understood Chinese. He didn't say anything, and I kind of pretended like I hadn't said anything. But finally, I felt so bad. I went over to apologize to him and say, I'm really sorry for insulting you.
Right. Okay.
It was definitely speaking one of those occasions where you say the words, and even mm-hmm. even if he didn't understand, you kind of regret the moment those words come out, but you can't take them back again.
Yeah, that's right. So be careful and choose your word carefully.
That's right. It's not a good word to talk about other people.
Right.
But anyway, he was very gracious. So actually we became friends mm-hmm. after that, and we exchanged contacts and we've been in touch.
Okay.
So he was a good guy, a really nice guy.
Right. That's a great story. Right. Let's have a little bit of a recap. To say fat, 胖.
胖.
And to say so fat, 好胖.
好胖.
Too fat, 太胖.
太胖.
Getting fat, 发胖.
发胖.
To say skinny, 瘦.
瘦.
Very skinny, 好瘦.
好瘦.
Too skinny, 太瘦.
太瘦.
Getting skinny, 变瘦.
变瘦.
Choppy people, 胖子.
胖子.
Skinny person, 瘦子.
瘦子.
瘦子. That's it. So thank you, Josh, for joining us. I hope you enjoy this episode.
Mm.
Today we learn how to describe an animal or people being fat or being skinny. 胖, 瘦. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.
再见, Josh.
再见, 小兰.